listener production.
The crowd starts to lift.
This is the big time.
Oh, wow!
Everything Cowboys.
The whole of the region will be taking this kick with Jonathan Thurston.
Everything NRL.
Cowboys have won the premiership!
It's the Cowboys Charge Down for Triple M NRL.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cowboys Charge Down. It is Wednesday, the 17th of August. My name's Wade Chiesa. Joining me right in the studio, Gavin Cooper. Hello, mate.
A little bit different in the studio here, mate. How good is it?
Yeah, well, I know.
I feel like we're professionals.
this podcast is very professional, mate. But before we get into this week's game, a really tough week, a loss against the Roosters, and of course, you know, the passing of Greeny last Thursday. You know, tough week for the club, and you and your former teammates in particular.
Yeah, well, it was tough, mate. I was actually down in Sydney on Thursday when we got the news. I was down there for what was planning to be a big dinner on Thursday night into the game on Saturday, and then, staying down with the family for a couple of days. But, yeah, very tough and devastating news that we got on Thursday. And, to be honest, mate, tough couple of days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday through the weekend, Saturday at the game, the Roosters, great little tribute video to Greeny and moment silence. And it's still tough. It's still raw, but it's for someone who has had the dealings with Greeny that I did have, all the success we had on the field and seen the highs, seen the lows. And look, I just still feel for the family. Lots of unanswered questions, lots of different emotions that I'm going through. So times that by a million, that's what the family's going through. So thoughts and prayers still go out to them and will do for a very long time because, those kids now without a father, Father's Day is coming up. There's some things that are happening around the corner that, it's a moment in time that will never be changed.
Yeah, heartbreaking, isn't it? And still very raw. I guess one of the nice things I think I've seen over the last few days is the outpouring from people across all walks of life. He really had an impact on those people, and some of the stories I think people that knew him will probably take a little bit of comfort in just the impact he had on their lives.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of times you look past all those, the little traits, or you look past the carry-on or whatever you want to call it, you look past some things because whether it's him personally or him as a coach or us as a team, brought so much joy to so many people up here in North Queensland.
Yeah.
And people have stopped me in the street to ask how I'm going and that sort of stuff, which is unbelievable. And someone in the street actually said that Townsville's really hurting. And it took me a little moment to grasp that because like a lot of these people would never have met Greeny, but for what he was able to do with our club and the success that we had, it brought a lot of joy to a lot of people's faces and really, I could even say, turned the town around.
Yeah.
When the town was, or North Queensland was, doing it pretty tough. So it's, a lot of fond memories. And look, he won't be forgotten anytime soon. And
absolutely.
We'll do another tribute at the game this weekend. And we've still got a couple of players that are playing that played in that 2015 grand final. And that's all everyone remembers is the 2015 grand final. But yeah, Greeny was much more than that to the club, I believe.
Yeah, it was tremendous success over that period as well, Coops. And yeah, it's those iconic scenes from the 2015 grand final. But as you said, there was a lot more to it than just that era. And even we did a tribute, you know, and Ray and Morgo were talking to it and saying a lot of the things now have Greeny's fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
You know, from some of the things that he set up and he the time he invested in some of those players coming through.
Yeah. And Morgo's a great testament to that. Right. I could say the same about myself, but to see the player Morgo became under his guidance, and he put a lot of time into coaching. Once Greeny was here for a few years, he took a step back from that real hands-on approach and he tried to find his way again. And look, it didn't work out. I'll say great for Greeny at the club and just the way that he left. I know he still felt like he had a bit more to offer, but it was time to move on. And look, the history, I suppose it's, yes, we had a lean year last year, but to where we are right now, it's, yes, Greeny's got his fingerprints on a lot of things, but also Toddy learnt a bit from Greeny and now he's taken things in his own way. So look, the club's in a great place at the moment, but I still do feel like we've got a lot to offer, a lot to say thank you to Greeny and what he was able to give us. us.
Good on you, Coops. Well said, mate. And, of course, the club will pay tribute to Paul Green at the game on Friday at 6 o'clock. And I would imagine, and there's no doubt, there'll be a big crowd on hand for that game against the Warriors. All right, let's touch on that game against the Roosters. I'll say this. Roosters are in really good form at the moment. That forward pack, they were dominated. They were dominating, should I say. But, you know, the Cowboys stuck in it. I thought there was a few poor decisions that really cost North Queensland. I still think Roosters were the better side. But, gee, a couple of decisions swung the momentum well and truly to the Roosters.
Yeah, they definitely did. But the way the Roosters have been playing this last little period, that they actually look like they're playing with a real chip on their shoulder. That Trent Robinson, he's a genius. They're getting fit. They've still got, when I was down there at the SCG on the weekend, I still saw three of their, I'll call them their starting forwards, walked past that weren't playing. Lindsay Collins, Satili Tupanua, great player, and Siwa Takeaho. So to see those guys, although only Siwa is the only one that had come back into the team this year, they're missing some frontline talent there, and they are flying at the moment. And I said it at the game the other day. I said Roosters can actually win the comp. They look good, and yes, we put it to them in a couple of patches, and yes, a couple of calls went against us, but the Roosters look really good at this time of the year.
Well, let's talk about this game against the Warriors, because it becomes all important. That top eight at the moment, the NRL released something yesterday and showed where the top eight could finish. So, for example, the Roosters, they could finish as badly as 11th, but as well as 2nd. The Cowboys could finish as well as 1st, but as badly as 8th. So it's crazy, Coops, that with only 3 games to go in the regular season, that's the sort of impact that what can happen over the next few weeks. So this game against the Warriors, very important.
Very important. And it's another one of those danger games where you look at where they're sitting on the ladder, that the Cowboys, they should win this and win it well. But the Warriors showed last week, although being back in Auckland last week, and the Bulldogs coming off a short turnaround, the Warriors looked good. They clicked and everything was working for them. So, look, it's a tough game here on Friday night, and the Warriors still have a bit to play for this year. And when you're not in the eight or looking to make any sort of inroads to the eight, you just want to upset everybody else above you for the rest of that year. And look, that's what they'll be here to do on Friday.
They're a confident side, aren't they? And if they get a bit of a sniff, they can absolutely go on with it. Where's it won? Is it one in the middle again?
It's one in the middle, but it's all about game managing again. And I've said for a couple of weeks that, or people have been saying also, that the Cowboys have some extra gears to go to, and they only show them sporadically. And it's against a team like the Warriors. We saw them against the Bulldogs down in Bundaberg, that they just clicked into a couple of gears where we haven't learnt our real tough lessons against the big teams yet. And like I saw saying against the Roosters on the weekend, but it's all about game management. It's all about turning the big boys for the Warriors around, and being here at home. It looks like we're going to be a big crowd leading into the back end of the year, which will be awesome. Members around as well. So all our members getting out and getting their deserved respects for what they've done and stuck with us through all the tough times. And we're seeing the benefits from their support as well. So it's going to be a big night on Friday night.
Who are you looking forward to seeing stand up for the Cowboys on Friday night?
Yeah, look, Val Holmes again. Just to see, he's at the start of the year, people might have been questioning his move to the centres and even to the left centre, because he prefers to carry the ball in his right hand, so he'd probably look better on the right. But he did that with a little consultation with Pet. But he's an out and out first class centre now, and he's one of the top few centres in the game. So to see him perform at home, and the other centre, Pet Hiku, former Warrior himself, and I know, look, anyone likes to get up against their old team, but being a proud Kiwi, I know he'll be up for the game, and it's something that he would have looked forward to for a long time.
I've got to say, I really liked the involvement of Luciano Leilua since he's arrived at the club. He always, coming off the bench, he seems to provide that bit of spark.
Yeah, he does. He does and has. He's a big boy. He gets around the park well, and late offloads. Got a try a couple of weeks ago down in Bundy. And yeah, he's looked good. He's growing in confidence. And yeah, a couple of those guys getting back and playing bigger minutes. And Jordan McLean was massive last week in his small involvement. So to see him back out there starting this week will be a great sight for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's good to see, isn't it? Jordan McLean and Reuben Cotter named in the starting lineup, because before their injuries, they were two of the club's best. And even coming back from injury, gee, they've found that form again.
That's twins Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito out there. Look, the long and the short of it, look, who would have thought they both play the same position, but both have their own strengths and both know what they are. And they're both really helping the Cowboys and their charge towards the back end of the year. So, look, great to have Macca back at this time of year. And well, we've got a couple, I don't want to look past this game, but we've got a couple of really big games coming up against the Bunnies away and then Panthers at home to round out the season. So this is a game that we can build off a couple of the good things we did last week against the Roosters, but it's a really important time to be building for what's to lay ahead in a month's time.
Yeah, really good point. Actually, can you see if you can arrange like that photo shoot with Jordan McLean and Ruben Cotter in the twins get up? How good would that be?
Mate, it would look good. We have to get rid of Rubes' mullet though, so I'm not sure if he's going to be happy about that.
All right, well, let's preview this round, round 23 already. Anyway, it starts off Thursday night. This will be an absolute cracker. Rabbitohs Panthers grand final rematch. Both sides capable of winning the premiership. Who wins this one, Coops?
If Latrell plays, I'll say Souths. If he doesn't play, I'll say Panthers.
Yep.
He just brings that much to the team. He showed over the past month that he is the difference. And if he's not out there, I know there's a bit of footage and tomfoolery going on about how his groin is. But, yeah, it all comes down to him. And the Panthers got shut out last week by a very classy Storm, even missing Jerome Hughes. So, look, they'll be better for the run last week. But, yeah, if Latrell plays Bunnies, if not, it'll be the Panthers.
Simple equation, that one, mate. Well said. Friday night, game we just spoke about. Cowboys and the Warriors, 6 o'clock. What's the score? Who wins?
Cowboys by 14. Look, I hope we've got our heads in order. We're back at home. We've had the emotional week. There'll still be a lot of emotion around what goes on here at home. But yeah, if we really want to click through those gears like I spoke about, it's we should win. And look, I'm just hoping it's one of those ones where we don't score early, Wade, so we don't go into Harlem Globetrotter mode.
We've touched on that, haven't we? We score in the first five and all of a sudden trying to score off just about every play. The next one, 7:55 kickoff at Suncorp. Broncos and Storm. This is always a good one. Broncos back in the winner's circle. So was the Storm last week. Who wins?
I'm going to go the Storm. I've got to go. Finally, I'm going against my man Tamati. Saw him back. He was outstanding last week, and he was the difference and is the difference with the way they've played this year. But just saw the Storm. They have Jerome Hughes coming back from his shoulder injury as well. So I'm going to say the Storm. It's basically a home game for both teams at Suncorp. Storm have great support here in Queensland, and I'm going to take the Storm.
Saturday afternoon football, the Eels and the Bulldogs. The Eels, oh, I don't know, just towards the back end of every season, isn't it? The wheels just start to get a little bit of rattle about them and start to maybe fall off. Do they beat the Bulldogs?
Mate, they win the comp in April every year, the Parramatta Eels. who knows what goes on there.
Long-suffering fans,
unfortunately. They are, mate, I get it from a lot of people. Look, the Bulldogs got them last time they played, but I think they will have their heads on. So I'm going with the Eels. Mitchell Moses is back, and look, they've got much more to play for than the Dogs. Although the Dogs sound like they're moving in the right direction for next year, but that's next year. So I think the Eels owe the Dogs one.
Manly against the Sharks. Manly, it seems to be not all. It doesn't appear very good at Manly at the moment.
No, not at all. And one of the Trbojevic brothers, the heart and soul of Manly, he's out now with a broken hand. So I give them zero to no chance of winning. So I'll go the Sharks.
Sharks is another team that can win the premiership in my mind.
Yeah, they look good. Look, I'd love to. I'd actually love to come up against them in the final. So I think we've got the game to beat them, but I think they're hanging around.
At the SCG, the Roosters and the West Tigers. Do the Roosters put a cricket score on the West Tigers?
Cricket score by half time, knock it into cruise control, and if it's not 20-0 after 20 minutes, I'm not here.
There you go.
Take the money to the bank.
I agree with that one, mate. The Dragons and the Titans, Sunday afternoon footy. The Titans back in the winner's circle, Coops.
Who would have thought? I'm not sure if they were good or Manly were awful. I didn't watch enough of that game.
Bit of column A, bit of column B, as you say, Coops.
Mate, I don't know. But I'm going to stick with them. Winning team, winning formula, we'll go the Titans. I haven't gone for the Titans all year, I don't think. So there's a first for everything. I'll go with the Titans this week, mate.
Good on you. Win Stadium, that one. And to finish up, at McDonald Jones Stadium, the Knights and the Raiders. The Raiders need to win this one to stay in touch with the eight and keep their slim finals hopes alive. The Knights, former Cowboy footy manager Peter Parch. He's got some work to do.
He's walked into a hornet's nest, hasn't he? It's
he's up for the challenge, though, no doubt. He'll sort it out.
He is. I actually enjoyed his press conference and yesterday, and like he's in a tough spot. Some of the things that he can and can't say, it's funny, just reporters just handing you and asking you for a question. There is a process in play. It's just like going to court. You can't comment about what's going on in court, but I'm not sure why they keep asking these silly questions, because they know they're not going to answer, but then not answering becomes a headline. So, yeah, tough time for any Knights supporters out there. One of our fellow Triple M humans here, another big melon, Elliot Lovejoy. I know he'll be wishing the Knights home or wishing the Knights home, but I don't think it'll happen. The Raiders have way too much to play for, and Ricky Stewart will be back. And I don't know how much difference that'll make with him back on the field or back on the sideline, but I think, the Raiders have way too much to play for.
Yeah, they do. And if anyone could straighten them out, it's Peter Parr.
He's down there cracking the whip, doing his best.
He would have had plenty of practice straightening you out over the years.
Please, mate. I was in there just looking after everybody else.
On your second stint, you were like, you were no problems at all.
I'll tell you a couple of stories off mic, Rad. Off mic.
We look forward to that one. All right, your top three, Coops, heading into round 23.
Top three on Thursday night. We'll start with Thursday night tomorrow night and just see how the Bunnies can play if Latrell doesn't play. They've really found a groove. That left edge is lethal. Doesn't matter if you can put seven defenders and they've got five attackers, they score willy-nilly. And Alex Johnson, he is making a mockery of all try-scoring records. It's really cool to see, actually, that nothing is new, but they just do it so well that, he's still scoring tries.
Number two,
it's the Storm v. the Broncos. Just two teams that have been there or thereabouts all year, and at Suncorp, it'll be a packed house. It's Friday night in Brizzy. It's what footy's all about in Queensland. And to see the Broncos play the Storm, it's going to be a massive occasion. And, to see, this will be a real test to see where each team really is heading towards this back month of footy.
Good point. And number three?
Number three, it's to see, actually, if the Titans can back up what they did on the weekend.
Yeah.
They put a big score on. They showed Dave Fafita a lot of highlights, AJ Brimson a lot of highlights. But it's... we've seen highlights like that all year. It's very clunky otherwise. So, look, they need to play. They need to get some respect back to their badge on their chest and try and look after the faith that Justin Holbrook's put in a lot of those players. Because some of those players I wouldn't have picked this year if I was picking the team. Yep. But he's pecked the team and stuck with it. And, look, it's been slim pickings. I know there's been some injuries. But, Justin Holbrook needs some faith to be restored in those players and him as a coach.
Yeah, fair enough too. All right, Gavin Cooper, as always, thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Cheers, Wade.
All right, that wraps us up on the Cowboys Charge Down. You can join us with the Cowboys call team as the Cowboys take on the Warriors. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock on all the Triple M stations between Cairns and Central Queensland or on the Listener app. Until then, enjoy your footy. Listener.